This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to For the Pod.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast, which means it's a podcast about your 2018 Stanley Cup champions. Thank you all for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, and Google Play Music. Well, what a week it has been to be a Caps fan. Come from behind wins. That's what they've been doing. They love the shootout. They love overtime. And they also love spitting on people. What? Why would you do that? Joining me, as always, a guy who has never spit on anybody, Coach Dan. What's going on, man?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
You know what? I actually don't know if that's fact or not. Have you ever spit on anyone?
I mean, probably when I was like a baby.
Sure. Yeah.
Not.
But you've never hocked a loogie at someone?
Not that I can recall. I mean, like as a little kid, you know, when you're mad at someone, you're like, "Ned," you know, that kind of thing. And I'm sure then I might have spit on someone accidentally, but never intentional.
Never intentional. All right. Well,
no, I mean, that's just gross. Like I said, you know who spits on people? Babies. My almost 6-month-old son just learned how to spit. He likes to go now. That's his new thing. When he's in his bouncer, okay, he has an excuse because he's a baby. He's an idiot. He doesn't know what's going on. He's just a tiny little chubby human, okay? Garnet Hathaway is an adult, a professional hockey player who should know that spitting on people is gross. You don't spit on people. It's wrong. It's a way you spread germs. I just had to do a training on spreading. Well, it was more about blood, but that's besides the point because I work at a school. But no, bad Garnet. You get a timeout, and he might get a considerable timeout because he's got a hearing on Wednesday. I'll say tomorrow, but it depends when you're listening to this, so that could be confusing. He's got a hearing on Wednesday to decide as to whether he's going to be suspended or not. And to be honest, I feel like he should be suspended because not for a long time necessarily. Like it could be a game or two games, but I feel like the NHL needs to send a little bit of a message that gross. Like, don't do that. Like, I get it. The guy sucker punched him, and he was mad, but it was, what, the second period? You had plenty of time to come back and go after the dude and not like Bertuzzi him, but you could have gotten the guy into a fight later on, or you could have given him a nice little check into the boards to kind of send a message. We don't actually injure the guy, but it was ridiculous. But the whole thing shouldn't have even happened, by the way. Did you see the play?
I did see the play. I was watching live for the Anaheim Ducks Caps game that was on Monday the 18th. And yeah, it was a melee. It looked like Leipzig got
a
goal.
Can we talk about that for a second? I know we didn't actually say we were going to talk about this, but you saying something reminded me of what I wanted to bring up. And we've talked about this on the show before. I like how the guy started fighting, and Stevenson was like, "All right, I guess I'll just score a goal here," which makes the team's decision even more difficult in terms of whether they're going to hang on to him or Boyd. And we can talk about the salary cap issue in a little bit. But I found it rather interesting that Leipzig lit that dude up with a perfectly legal hit. And it's this new thing in the NHL over the past couple seasons where even if you hit a guy perfectly legal, everyone else still wants to throw down. Right? It's not tennis. This is a physical sport. Man up. You hit people. And it's really annoying when a team gets mad because you're like, "You don't hit a guy." Yeah, you do. It's called checking. It happens. Like, grow up. If your guy gets lit up, tell him not to stand there. You know? It's one thing if it's an illegal hit or if it's like a really hard, unnecessary hit, but and maybe that was the case. I have to go back and look at the game, but I'm pretty sure that dude just played the puck and Leipzig lit him up. So I don't understand why the other team was like, "Well, how dare you touch our player? Like, calm down." And it's not just Anaheim. The Caps do it too, where they get pissy when somebody gets hit. And if it's like a rookie, I get it to some extent because he's new to the league. Like, don't be mean. But grow up, okay? It's a physical sport. It's not the end of the world that a dude got hit. He didn't get hurt in the play, I don't believe. So this whole thing where anybody gets hit, it's kind of like baseball, where if a guy hits a home run and he's kind of like celebrating a little bit, where he kind of stares at it for a minute, like, and the pitcher gets mad and he throws at the head or behind the next batter. First of all, the next batter didn't do anything to you, so throwing at him is not nice. But also, if you didn't want that guy to show you up hitting the home run, throw a better pitch. Like, that's on you. That's not on the batter. So grow up. This whole thing with getting pissy because some dude hits your player, grow up. Okay, if you're mad at him, go hit him later on. Okay, same thing. What is that? Is that like, wasn't it like Greek, I'm trying to remember the word, but it was back in the day, long time ago, Roman times or something. If you did something wrong, that same thing would happen to you, right? I vaguely remember history.
An eye for an eye?
Yeah. Right? So if a guy goes and checks one of your guys, check him. But don't just like throw it down because you're like, how dare you touch our player? It's a physical sport.
Well, Grow up. I think the Ducks also were getting a little frustrated because they were down. I mean, what was
play
it?
Better?
Was it 2-0 already? Or, I think at that point, and they were getting frustrated.
I blew up my audio over here. I'm watching the bar. Sound. It was like boom when I yelled. The play better. You don't want to get lit up. Man up. Play better hockey. Okay. If you want to turn your thing around by fighting a guy, fine. But don't get all pissy because one of your guys got hit after you're playing poorly. That's on you. Pull your guys together. And you got to pull them together. Coach got to say something. Captain's got to say something. So a veteran has to say something to get them to play better. Sometimes a big hit could turn a team around. Look at the game where the Caps lost against Montreal. Ovechkin lit up Drury. He didn't hit Ryan.
Oh, sorry.
But Ryan will be on here being like, I got messed up, but that was great. I'm Canadian. I'm fine. You know, he got lit up. I think he got injured, too. He's out. I think he's on IR now. But Canadians rallied around it. Anaheim, instead of hitting a dude or getting a fight or some sort of, like, crazy play to rally around, just got pissy and decided to try and fight everybody. And then Gabranson sucker punches Hathaway. Hathaway's response, no way appropriate. You don't spit on a guy. That's gross and disgusting. And he deserves a suspension he hopefully is going to get. Which I know sounds weird coming from a Caps fan that I want one of the Caps players to get suspended. But what he did was just wrong. You don't spit on people. What's wrong with you? I work with children. When they spit on someone, I have to correct that behavior, but it's expected because they're little and they may not know that yet. But you're an adult who may or may not have their own children. What's wrong with you? I'm off my rant now.
Okay, good. So,
sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, there's three new players on the offense this season. We have Richard Ponick, we have Garnett Hathaway, and Brendan Leipsic. And the three of them have kind of felt like outsiders on this team so far this season. Like we said, Ponick got hurt. He really wasn't doing much. We'll talk a little bit more about him coming up because he did get his first goal. But Garnett Hathaway was brought in to kind of take the weight of fighting and the weight of being a goon off of the shoulders of Tom Wilson. And we really haven't seen these three guys do much up until this point. And before the spitting, I felt like this was the first game that these three guys were kind of clicking with the rest of this team. It felt like, all right, you gave them 2 months to kind of get acclimated to the culture of the team and what it's like and what the coach is going for. It finally felt like they got it. And now here comes another bump in the road for Garnett Hathaway, who of the three I thought had adapted the best so far. But like you said, he's up for a suspension. I think he'll probably be suspended. I mean, there's clear video of him spitting on.
But he admitted to it too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, how can you not? After seeing that video that came out, especially he was probably like, "Is there video of it? Ah, crap. All right, yeah, I did it." But he did get sucker punched, so I completely understand being really angry and wanting to go after a guy because you got sucker punched, especially when you're being held by two officials or an official in between you. Like if you're getting sucker punched with the official right there, yeah, I'd be even more ticked off. But whenever, I think we all learned this in grade school, when you're in a fight or you're instigated by someone and you retaliate, who's the one that gets in trouble? The guy that did the retaliation. That's the way it's always been. But I agree with you. Garnett Hathaway should not have spit. Spitting is uncalled for. It's gross. I mean, there's a lot of sweat and a lot of other bodily fluids on the ice. You don't need spit on there too, especially in somebody's face. So I get
what else is on the ice besides spit and sweat?
Lots of sweat, lots of spit, some blood. I mean, there's a lot of fluids. I mean, you get a goal, you get excited, you pee a little bit. I mean, it happens. No one's going to judge you. It happens.
No, they're going to judge you. Why are you peeing on the ice?
But yeah, I agree.
Like you be judged if you pee on the ice and you're not in diapers or freshly out of judging shall happen.
So, yeah, I think maybe a game, maybe two, probably for Garnett Hathaway. But by doing this,
he's at least getting a fine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's without a question. But I do think, yeah, I also think he'll be getting a suspension just for what we've seen in the NFL this past week with what happened with the Browns and the Steelers. I think that there's a lot of leagues going like, hey, we gotta show what people can and can't do in the league. So, yeah, go ahead.
Well, wait a minute. You're comparing – sorry, I'm not laughing at you. It's just, I was thinking about the situation. You're comparing spitting to what's his name? Garrett?
Garrison? Miles Garrison?
Miles Garrett? What's Garrison?
I don't know.
Whatever, the dum-dum from the Browns.
He's a Brown, doesn't matter.
Who decided to, like, I get it. No, but it's kind of, I get where you're going with this. It's kind of a similar situation, right? Like, Mason, I don't know anybody's freaking names. Mason Rudolph for the Steelers did start to pull his helmet off.
Yes, he did.
Because he was pissy at him about, I guess, because God forbid a quarterback get hit. So he's pissy. So he starts trying to pull his helmet off, and the other dude gets mad, and then he rips his helmet off. And, like, fine, whatever. At that point, not cool. Like, you're done. But then he's swinging around and smacks him in the head with it. And I'm like, all right, this is now gone from these guys being mad at each other to assault.
Assault, yeah.
And we've taken it too far. Now, I don't know if I would go so far as to say spitting on a dude on the ice is assault. But well, it's disgusting.
But I think
no.
Both
it's
leagues.
All kinds of no.
The NFL is showing with these
I think a people, message has to be sent.
Yeah, that you know, sometimes things aren't allowed on the ice or on the field or whatever. I think both leagues are going to show that this week. I think the NHL is going to be like, yeah, you
I'm
know.
I'm going to Google last time someone spit on someone. In the NHL, I should be specific, and it's kind of gross that I have to do that.
You're going
to
get some weird Google right, results.
So obviously
one.
Hathaway comes up first.
Mm-hmm. This might be how they do it in Calgary. It's not how they do it in Washington.
Hang on. This is going to take a minute. I don't know what. All of it is on Garnett Hathaway. Apparently everyone is talking about it.
He's the only one to ever spit in the league.
Nah, that's definitely not true. All right. Well, I went through 5 Google pages and nothing came up. So anyways,
you have
failed. Gross. So Hathaway, I have imagined he's got Google failed. I have to imagine that he's going to have a couple of games up in the press box. And honestly, it's kind of not necessarily the worst thing. I mean, Hathaway and Leipzig, I think, have been fitting in quite nicely, and the way they've been playing has been really good. I like that both of these guys are on the team, because I got to admit, when they were signing the offseason, I was like, yeah, I don't have a lot of money. Maybe they can be like filler at the moment and kind of battle with some of the other young guys for a spot. But they fit in quite nicely. You're talking about Hathaway, the physicality. He hasn't done that as much in terms of fighting. Wilson's still kind of like the go-to guy for that, which...
Wilson
is it
looked,
really what the team wants?
Wilson did look pretty proud at Hathaway after, I mean, before the spitting. But when he was getting to that fight.
You're like, yeah, yeah, no!
Wilson was on the bench going like, atta boy. That, oh, come on, too far. Too far.
You took it too far. Garnett, you had the line and you stepped over it.
Reel it in, kid.
So, but anyways, what point I was getting at to you before is that I feel like this is an opportunity for someone like a Travis Boyd or Chandler Stephenson to really... to nail down their spot, depending on how long Hathaway might be out if he's even gets suspended.
Wait, hold on, this isn't
really an opportunity for Travis Boyd or Chandler Stephenson to have a spot to really show this team that they should be playing every night.
All right, I halfway agree with you that Chandler Stephenson, yeah, it gives him a chance to do that. Travis Boyd, I think he's shown that he deserves to be at the NHL level. I think he's impressed a lot of the coaches. He got bumped up to the third line last night. He's not a fourth line guy at this point for this team. I think, yeah, if anybody, it's Chandler Stephenson that's got to worry about what's going to happen next.
Well,
even though Chandler Stephenson's playing great at center right now, I don't know why my voice is so high, but it is.
He's very excited, folks. you bring up a good point. Like, Boyd's playing well. I just had the stats. Where'd they go? There they are. Boyd has 6 points in 8 games, 1 goal, 5 assists. Stevenson's got 4 points in 19 games. So if you're looking at that, you're going, well, if I'm just looking at it from a points perspective, Boyd is the guy I'm going to hang on to. What I was reading is that Boyd doesn't really play on the PK, if at all. Mm. And Stevenson does. So that has to take an account.
Which oh, yeah.
You have to take that into account.
That's a good point.
In terms of guys you want to hang on to. So if you're looking at that, you're going, well, I don't know. So Boyd has to play himself onto this lineup by showing that he can contribute consistently night in and night out if he's not going to be playing on the PK. If he's just going to be playing in offensive roles in terms of not playing on the penalty kill, he needs to show that he needs to be in there more than someone else. And I don't know if I necessarily see that happening. Who's he going to take the roster spot of? Because I believe Leipzig and Hathaway are playing on the PK. So he's not taking their spot. So is he taking Haglund's? Is he taking Ponik's? I don't see that happening. I mean, I do at the moment because Haglund is out and might be going on long-term injury reserve as well as Dowd. So that does give them some time. And if you look at the new Caps beat writer, Samantha Pell, she put out information earlier today. Where did it go? Yeah, about 7 hours ago. Haglund, if they get put on long-term injury reserve, which would be retroactive because he's missed the last six games, he wouldn't be able to come back until December 3rd. December 3rd, which is 2 weeks from today, I believe. Dowd, I don't know. She doesn't say, so I can't tell you. But it would be longer, I would imagine, because Dowd's missed the last three games, so he would come back sometime after that. I don't feel like doing math or counting right now, to be honest. But apparently earlier today, Reardon said that roster moves are likely to be coming tomorrow, because if both those guys are out and Hathaway can't play, I'm pretty sure they have to recall a forward, because we saw what happened when they tried to play with 11 forwards and 7 defensemen against Montreal. They lost.
They did. So welcome to the big leagues. So
I don't think they want to do that again.
Welcome to the big leagues, Liam O'Brien. You've been here before. Welcome back.
Do you think they're going to recall O'Brien?
Yeah, I do, because what else is he doing?
I think they brought him in with no intention of – because I – playing for Hershey? I think they brought him in with no intention – before they brought him, I'm imagining, and we were wrong last time, with no intention of actually playing him. He was just like an emergency guy. I think if the guy that comes up is going to play, right? Because if you're looking at Scarborough, I mean, you also might be looking for a guy that doesn't, you know, would pay able to pass through waivers or doesn't even have to go on waivers. Scarborough is currently leading the team in points with 14, then Matt Molson with 11, then actually Christian Juice and Martin Fehervari, and then Alexiev, and then you got Axel Johnson Fialbi. He's got 7 points in 17 games. He might be a guy you want to call up and see how he does, which means they'll call up Liam O'Brien. That'll be something like that'll happen. So that one's rising. Or maybe they call up a center and they look for someone like Brian Pinho. Or maybe they do go with Scarbosa and give him an opportunity in the NHL. Although I don't imagine they'll lose him on waivers. So the team's definitely have to make a roster move, especially if Hathaway gets suspended. If he doesn't get suspended, then I wouldn't be surprised if they recalled like someone like Liam O'Brien just to be sort of an extra body, just in case someone gets hurt in warmups or earlier in the day, something along those lines. But it's been an interesting last week in Caps hockey. Still winning, with the exception of that Montreal game. Too many overtime games, though.
Lots of overtime. But hey, that...
Two shootout wins.
What? Can we just stop right now and admire Jacob Jakub Vrána and his shootout goal? What a beauty of a goal from Vrána. And I watched that whole game Saturday night. And I was incredibly impressed with what these guys were able to do. And Vrána, again, lighting it up, on fire, fantastic way to play. I love what he's doing, and very Datsyuk-like. And even TJ Oshie had good things to say about that goal and how impressed he was with that. So, I mean, the kid is just lighting it up right now.
He's playing great. You know, it's a thing that the team needs, because you can't just rely on Ovechkin and Backstrom and Kuznetsov to get you a lot of your points. You need some of the other guys to step up. And a young guy like Vrána getting 18 points in 23 games is what you need. He's got 10 goals. I believe he is tied with TJ Oshie for second on the team in goals behind Alex Ovechkin's 15. Like I said, you need the young guy, you know, the young guys to step up. You need a guy who's going to be one of your star players, who probably is already one of your star players, in Vrána, and he's doing that. He's responding with the opportunities that he's been given by being on that second line, by putting the puck in the net. And I mean, that shootout goal was just ridiculous.
It was absolutely ridiculous. Another guy scoring goals. We already talked about him a little bit, but Richard Ponik making an impression for the first time with this team. He had his first goal as a Capital, first one I think since last April, if I'm not mistaken. But it's his first time scoring as a Capital. His goal song was a song, "Hey, Look Ma, I Made It" by Panic at the Disco. So even he thinks his last name is Panic. But awesome to see him. It seems like he might actually be getting into the groove now. He's working with Eller on the third line and Travis Boyd. They might actually be clicking. It's good to see.
Well, I'd be curious to see how far back did his injury affect him.
Okay.
And maybe that could be a reason for his slow start. Some of it's just getting acclimated to a new team and new guys, new line mates. But I'm kind of just wondering how much of that also is, you know, was he hurt earlier on and he was playing poorly and he was trying to play through it and it got to a point where he just couldn't and he had to go out. I don't know. It's tough to say at this point, but it's interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you happy with his song? I kind of feel like Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, I enjoy the song.
They've got good songs, but how do you not go with Panic Switch by Silver Sun Pickups? Come on. It's right there.
I don't know. I'm not the DJ at the Caps games.
They're great live, by the way. If you ever get a chance to see Silver Sun Pickups, I would definitely go do that. But yeah, we got to talk a little bit about them line juggling, moving some players out. Ilya Samsonov, who is the guy going forward, we believe, if they can't re-sign Braden Holtby, the guy got sent down to Hershey, and they brought up Vitek Vanacek. And it's not because Samsonov is hurt or anything like that.
He's terrible.
Vitek is cheaper, and they needed to save some scratch. So Vitek is up here backing up. I don't know how long Vitek is going to stay up here. Is there a chance he sees a game? I mean, there is a back-to-back coming up next weekend after Thanksgiving. America Thanksgiving, the real Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Ryan.
But, yeah, do you see him potentially, if he's still here, playing one of those games, or is he just strictly a backup?
I think at the moment he's strictly a backup. Holpe's playing well. I think you keep him in. And they have so many gaps coming up. I mean, they play the rain. I know I'm jumping into your bit at the end, but sure. They're playing the Rangers on Wednesday. Then they got 2 days off. They have a home game. They got 3 days off, home game, day off, and they have a back-to-back. So they got plenty of time. Right now they're trying to just kind of play with the salary cap, which is becoming more and more of a problem. They sent Samsonov down. I don't even know if he's going to play in Hershey because Hershey, interestingly enough, recalled goalie Parker Milner from South Carolina. So I'm kind of wondering if Samsonov, it's more of a paper move than him actually being sent down.
So he's just like chilling in his apartment in D.C.?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think that – when did they get sent down? I just had it. I don't know. But I don't believe he played in either of Hershey's games last week. You know, it's a paper move. He'll be back. He's more – like you said, he's more expensive. Vanacek is cheaper. They have like $0 in cap space. They had to be a little clever. I do think this is a problem that they're going to need to look into because they – it's going to be harder and harder if they, you know, want to be able to improve this team at some point, if, you know, they need to knock on wood, they probably do. When you can't really make any moves because you have like a quarter in cap space. If I'm reading this correctly on Cap Friendly, they have current cap space, $259,000 in cap space. That's not even enough for a player.
I thought you were going to say they have $250.
$212 in cap space. No, they have not even enough for one guy. That's ridiculous.
I'll take it.
And they got most of the guys on this roster are making over $1 million, which, I mean, given it's a lot of money. But in the world when you have a cap, you know, ceiling, that's kind of a problem. And it's not a problem that's necessarily going to go away anytime soon. Especially when you need to re-sign Nick Backstrom and Braden Holtby.
Two big names. Two very big names and two big reasons why you're Stanley Cup champions.
I have a feeling Gudas won't be back. Siegenthaler.
No.
Leipzig. If they want to. Boyd needs a new deal. And Chandler Stephenson will need a new deal.
I don't see any of them coming back.
As will Juice.
Let's see how he does in Hershey. He might come back, but wasn't good enough to make this team.
Well, then some of it was that. Some of it was the cap space, I wonder.
Yeah. All right, anything else we should cover in Caps World?
I mean, we could go more into the salary cap issue, but we've been going a while now, so we can save that for another time. It's not like they can do anything about it right now.
Right.
I mean, they could by trading someone, but I don't know who you would trade, to be honest. Alex Ovechkin. That would free up some cap space, but that would be a, that would be a big old dumb move.
Man, because you could imagine the riots in D.C. when that happens.
They would be like, what? Like, wait, no. We meant to write Phoenix Copley. I don't know. So the thing is, like, you look at the roster and you go, I don't really see anyone that they can trade that's going to – first of all, that's realistic because, like, they're not going to trade away a guy that they just signed because I just feel like that sends a bad message to players around the league. But then also – like, there's not really anyone you want to get rid of on this roster. The only guy I can see, and it doesn't even free up that much, is Chandler Stephenson. And that's just like, it's $1 million. It's not, it's just over. Like, it's not enough that you're like, woo, cap space. You're like, ugh, still stuck. Man. So, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it's an interesting problem that they got themselves into here.
Yeah, that's why they don't pay us the big bucks. They just pay us nothing to talk about it. So,
yep.
If that's it for what's going on in Caps World, we've talked a lot about the Hershey Bears already, but we still got more to talk about. So let's go down on the farm. Everybody, here we go. We are going down on the farm. We are talking Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays. Coach Dan, what's going on down on the farm?
Well, in the past week, Hershey went 1-1-1 with a win over Charlotte. The Bears will be back at it on Friday in Bridgeport. Then they head over to Providence. I didn't say it as good as I normally do. Providence. You do it. You're better than I am.
Providence.
Providence. They go play in Providence on Sunday before playing those same baby Bruins at... Well, no, how would they say Bruins? You don't do R's, right?
Yeah.
They, I don't know. Maybe baby Bruins? Anyways, they play those guys at the Giants Center next Wednesday. We can go ahead on down to South Carolina where the Stingrays went 3-0 with two wins over Norfolk and one over Indy. They're playing, actually, as we speak, I'm not watching, but I'm like keeping an eye on the score on their website. It is currently 2-2 in the third. Let me do a quick reload of the page to see. Has it changed? The answer is no, it has not. So they are currently tied 2-2 in the third with Greenville. Now they have two more games before we talk again with back-to-back games against Florida starting on Friday. That's what's going on down on the farm. I'm not buying you the Charlotte Fanatics. I just
come on.
What you tweeted me. No.
I'm going to see if I can find a Boston news anchor saying Bruins.
You want to just jump into around the NHL?
No, let me. All right. All right. Well, that's awesome. Go Bears. Go Stingrays. Now let's go around the NHL. Here we go. We're going around the NHL. Plenty of stuff going on. Coach Dan, catch us all up. What's going on around the NHL?
Yo, speaking of you sending me things you want me to buy you on Fanatics.
Go on.
The Caps don't have any really good like knit hats on Fanatics.
They have like 14 knit hats.
No, I said I don't have any good ones. I don't like any of these. Anyways. Let's go around the NHL. Let's start in Toronto, where the NHL general managers recently wrapped up a meeting, apparently feeling good about the game. So that's nice. I'm glad they had a good time. They feel good about everything that's going on. It's good to know. It's nice for them. But they want to look at the offside rule. Word is they want to look at how it is interpreted on video review and if the rule needs to be altered to result in less overturned goals. The GMs will meet again in March with one topic being if the trailing skate can be off the ice but still above the blue line. Brandon, do you know a way to prevent goals from being overturned for being offside?
Just don't look at the line.
Oh, I was going to say just don't be offside.
Well, that's
like that's probably the easiest way to not get the goal overturned. Follow the rules. Now, I do kind of like this one about the skate not necessarily having to be on the ice. find that that will be very interesting. Clearly, they want more goals, and I get that aspect of it. Or they don't want fans to be like, yeah, we scored, and then it doesn't count because the guy's skate was a quarter of an inch off the ice, wherever the case may be. But I feel like they need to still respect what the rule is. However, I find it interesting that having the skate, it has to be in line with it. That does make sense to me. I feel like that would be a welcome change. The NHL has renamed the award given to the top NHL GM each season after Jim Gregory, who recently passed away. The award did not previously have a name on it. Apparently, they're getting closer to having a name for the expansion Seattle team. General Manager Ron Francis says that they hope to announce the team name sometime in the first quarter or half of 2020. I think that's what they meant. In the article I read, it was saying the first half of next year. And I was like, do you mean the season year or the calendar year?
I thought they said the All-Star game. They were going to announce
that. I heard that too. But then I looked at a recent article and it said the first quarter of or half of the year. So I have no idea. I do that little like, I don't know emoji. Apparently they are down to five options and are coming up with logos for each. And then if I read this correctly, I found this pretty cool. They took the five options and sealed it in an envelope and then put it in a time capsule in the Space Needle to be opened on the 100th anniversary of the opening of the Space Needle. And it's like in 2065. So that was kind of fun. So it was a nice little bit of information. And finally, St. Louis's Oscar Sundquist was fined, and this is a weird number, and I'm sure there's a reason behind it, $7,392.47 for charging Anaheim goalie John Gibson. It's a weird number, also kind of a not nice move by Sundquist, and his paycheck was a little bit lighter as a result of that. That's the news for the past week in the NHL.
All right, well, if you want to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, you can. It's real easy. All you got to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan, talking all kinds of Capitals-related things when I actually have a chance to sit down and be on my phone. There's a small person that keeps trying to take up all my time. He's so very selfish, isn't he? I also talk about other sorts of – I talk about Brandon Arsenal Football Club and how they need to get rid of Unai Emery. I talk about the Bills from time to time, 7-3, let's go, and other sorts of things that come into my head regarding sports. And apparently how spitting is a bad thing. What's wrong with you? Garnet Hathaway, it's a weird move, dude. But somehow that was finding me on Twitter at WTP Coach. And hey, if you've enjoyed the show and you've enjoyed Brandon and I rambling and getting off topic or my rant from earlier in the show, go ahead and check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. It's when you'll find out when new shows are coming out, as well as all sorts of other interesting things regarding the Washington Capitals. But you know what you won't see is pictures of people spitting, hopefully, unless Brandon thinks it's funny, and then he probably will post it.
True. Those things could happen.
This is definitely true.
Did you see the Backstrom Elf bobblehead I posted?
I saw it on the Caps website. It's, I don't know how I feel about this.
I think I need one.
Well, I'm trying to find it again. Oh, you know what? I'm going the wrong way. Where are you, weirdo Backstrom Elf?
I love Christmas. I love the Capitals. I love bobbleheads.
It's a bobble elf, but I don't think it's his head that bobbles. It's at his waist.
I'll still take it.
No, I'm not saying it like makes a difference. It's still kind of weird, though. I don't know how I feel about this.
I'm for it.
Sure. Of course. But somehow that's finding us on Facebook at facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. But Brandon, if people have enjoyed our show and our ranting, where else can they find out about shows where you rant?
You can go over to brandocash.com, get all the information you're ever going to need about What the Puck and all the other podcasts that we do here at Brando Cash Entertainment. You can check out my Baltimore Ravens podcast, The Call. It is a podcast I do with my buddy Josh. We do a show each week, and it's been a good season to be a Ravens fan. So if you want to get into American football, or if you want to check out the Ravens, good place to start is right there with The Call. We would love to have you listen to our show as well. Now, we do this show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, and Google Play Music. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Write us an Apple Podcast review, and then let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Vero and Twitch and TikTok, anywhere you are social on the web or with your phone. Say, I'm a Washington Capitals fan, I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. So we will not have a show next week. It is Thanksgiving week here in the US of A. We've got parades and football to watch. We've got turkeys to deep fry or roast or whatever. I don't know what Coach Dan does. But we have Thanksgiving coming up, and it's the kickoff to the holiday season. So we'll be taking next week off, so you can look for us in 2 weeks. So let's go over the games until you hear from us again. On November 20th, Wednesday night, rivalry night that's not rivalry night, the Caps are in New York City up against...
This was an actual rivalry.
Right, but it's no longer rivalry night. It's Wednesday night hockey, presented by Green Day. And the Caps are up against the Rangers. That game's at 8 o'clock, primetime hockey on NBC Sports, so it is a nationally televised game. And then on Saturday, the Caps are back home in D.C. up against the Canucks, those crazy Vancouver Canucks. That game is in the middle of the day, 12:30. You can watch that locally on NBC Sports Washington. Then the Caps have a couple days off. And then on Wednesday, November 27th, the Caps up against Florida, still in D.C. That's a pretty good homestand, if I do say so myself. They're home the 21st through the 29th. Good time to be a Capital right now. You can see that game on NBC Sports Washington at 7 o'clock. Then it's Turkey Day. They will have a day off to eat some turkey. And then they're going to recover of all the tryptophan, take on Tampa Bay in D.C. That game is at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and you can watch that on NBC Sports Washington or on ESPN+. Plus, the next day, November 30th, the Capitals travel to the Motor City, Detroit, to take on those Red Wings. You can watch that game at 7 o'clock locally on NBC Sports Washington and on the NHL Network. And then we're going to keep going. And on Tuesday, December 3rd, the Caps are in San Jose up against the Sharks. 10:30 start for that one. You can watch that one on NBC Sports Washington. And on Wednesday, the 4th, the Capitals are up against the Kings in Hollywood, La La Land. That game's at 10 o'clock here on the East Coast, NBC Sports Washington. Coach Dan and I are hoping to record on the 3rd or the 4th. Maybe the 4th, maybe the 3rd, we don't know. This is why you should follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, and if you're in the U.S., you celebrate Thanksgiving, have a very happy Thanksgiving, enjoy yourselves. Coach Dan, you got any big plans for Thanksgiving? You going to make yourself a turkey, deep fry a turkey? What are you doing?
Just hanging out with my wife's family. Her brother's coming up from Orlando, so he'll get to hang out with the little one. He's only seen him twice now, and he'll be 6 months on Thursday.
So very cool.
Nice for him to hang out with the little guys more.
Very nice. All right, everybody, say it loud, say it proud. What's up, babes?
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to brandocash.com.